The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This week on The Want List, Fantastic Fox Toys, the 90s X-Men are back in a new form, and leaked photos of the colorful brick kind. I'm your host, Zach Wolf, and let's jump into this week's products. So something really, really cool was announced today by Funko, and it got picked up by a lot of different sites. You know, Funko, we'll actually end up talking about them. And our second product this week, they're pretty famous for their pop vinyl figures, or their bobblehead figures that have come in all sorts of shapes and sizes, from properties like Walking Dead all the way to World of Warcraft to, I think, like the Big Bang Theory has some stuff. Disney has got in on the action. But they have a different line of figures called their Legacy Collection, and they announced just this week that they will be releasing four figures based off of Wes Anderson's The Fantastic Mr. Fox movie, which is the first Wes Anderson movie I ever... First Anderson... Blah, 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 blah. It was the first Wes Anderson movie that I actually ever saw. That was a hard sentence to say. And so I actually really dug this movie. I like the... you kind of get a lot of Wes Anderson feel in the movie once you start watching his other stuff. But the fact that it was stop motion and it still had this really kind of adult humor. And not be like a crass adult humor, but just... I don't know. Just like a more than like poop jokes. Or more like... Which is what I kind of expected from stop motion movies, which is why I was hesitant to watch it when I was first told that I should. Anyways, they're releasing four figures based off that movie: Mr. Fox, Ash, Rat, and Kylie. The great thing about these is that in the movie, all of the actors are essentially like puppet stop motion figures, so they really nailed the likeness of those. Kind of seems to be kind of easy considering the source material. But they look fantastic. Pun actually not intended. I didn't mean that. Anyways, Ash looks fantastic. Rat looks just as creepy and terrifying as he did in the movie. And Mr. Fox looks awesome as well. Now, each of these figures seems to be coming with at least one accessory. Ash seems to come with a swappable head, which is really nice. And then the rest come with their own personalized thing. No price has been announced for these products yet, but they say they will be hitting stores in November. That is according to Funko's own personal blog. It seems that Funko never really stops putting out new products. I don't know. I mean, even like Lego, who's a really big toy company, doesn't seem to be putting out that much stuff. Hasbro, I mean, they put a lot of stuff, but it feels like almost every week we're talking about a new thing that Funko's putting out. It just really blows my mind when I start to think about it. And to blow my mind again, let's keep talking Funko and back into the pop vinyl figures, as Marvel announced today that they are releasing a line of the Jim Lee-style classic X-Men pop vinyl figures from the 90s era, which is pretty awesome. Considering a lot of people got into X-Men, or at least were first introduced to X-Men, in the 90s with the big number one release early on, and then the animated series. It's a fantastic cartoon theme song. And now they're going to immortalize those characters once again in a pop vinyl figure line. Of course, these are the standard 3 3/4 inch tall figures, and they will be bobbleheads, which is awesome. I love the bobblehead figures. These will also be coming in November, and will be for $9.99. The characters that will be included in this pop vinyl figure line include Cyclops, Professor X, Magneto, Mystique, Colossus, and Storm. So again, you know what you're going to get when you get a pop vinyl figure. Just a fantastic looking thing. It's going to be a bobblehead, which is always fun. You can kind of flick it when you're bored at your desk. 3 3/4 inches tall. Arriving in November, just like the Fantastic Mr. Fox toys, you can grab both of those in one quick swoop down to your local, comic book store or toy store or, internet place. And it's only cost you $9.99 for each individual figure in the Jim Lee style classic X-Men pop vinyl figures line. What a long name I just gave that. And, you know, over Labor Day weekend, there's this big thing about leaked photos, and there's been a whole lot of discussion about that, and there's been a whole kind of a horrible situation there. But we have some more positive news about leaked photos here on the Want List this week, as a Flickr user has posted high-resolution images of the upcoming LEGO Star Wars UCS Slave 1. This will be product 75060, according to the packaging that is shown in the pictures. And with that, there's two pictures leaked. One is the promotional box front that we usually see with a typical LEGO release, and then the completed set with all the minifigs included, which they include Deluxe to be Boba Fett, some Imperial commander, a Starship Trooper, and then a Han in Carbonite. This is going to be a massive 1,996 pieces, which I believe puts it bigger than the Millennium Falcon set, which, coincidentally, you can see a build of on the Major Spoilers YouTube channel. Pluggy, plug, 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 to plug, plug. According to the box, it looks to be a nice display stand that will come with Slave 1. So this is a huge set. I'm going to say, this is going to be massive. With it being bigger than the Millennium Falcon set, which I think was close to, like 18, maybe it was like a foot. I'm really bad with just like, if I could see it, I could probably tell you how big it was maybe, or at least get close somewhat, but trying to imagine in my head, I'm going to think it's way bigger. But piece-wise, it seems to be just as big as that. And so price-wise, you're probably looking somewhere in the, $150 range? Somewhere around there, maybe $200 for this new set. Now, obviously, we know almost nothing about this set besides that it is a set. We don't know price. We don't release date. And it hasn't even been an official announcement from LEGO yet. That's why they call it leaked pictures. You could imagine probably would arrive before holiday season if they have this much product pictures and design done. Probably looking at it before Christmas. So probably an announcement in the next month would be reasonable to assume from LEGO about Slave 1. I'm going to assume there's going to be a whole slew of new LEGO projects announced over the next coming months, with development of Episode 7 of Star Wars currently underway, and that whole ship will bring a whole nother line of LEGO sets, which is totally exciting and should get each and every one of you that listens to The Want List excited once again for another reason about Disney and Lucasfilm coming together to make Episode 7. So you can take a peek at those pictures of the leaked Slave 1 down in the show notes on the podcast posting page over at majorspoilers.com. Now that is it for the product talk of this episode of The Want List. Let's jump into some more news, which again is more LEGO talk. We're just going to end the show with some LEGOs. Just announced yesterday, September 4th, that LEGO has become the world's biggest toy maker. The Danish toy manufacturer LEGO Group has taken the title of the biggest toy maker in the world in terms of revenue and profit, according to MoneyCNN.com. They say the popular LEGO movie helped propel sales 11% higher in the first 6 months of the year. That was a huge boon. That was a huge publicity thing for LEGO to have a movie that is essentially one giant plug for their toy, while it being extremely, extremely profitable and extremely good. Kind of like the best product placement ever in a movie, when you can make an entire movie about one product and then the movie actually is fine. It's not like, they never made a Ford movie. It's just been called Ford. They made a whole storyline based around a bunch of cars. Well, they made cars, but they weren't all Fords. But that was amazing. LEGO Group CFO John Goodwin said, "We are thrilled by the reception of the LEGO movie products." Of course they are. Why wouldn't you? That was the great thing about the LEGO movie, is that it not only promoted the idea of creativity by showing what is possible by building with LEGOs, But then it gave them a whole other line of Lego sets to make that were so out of the box different than anything Lego had been putting out because of the nature of the film, which is why it was so wonderful of a movie experience for me personally. It says, the family-owned business, which is Lego, which I didn't know was family-owned business, still is, actually. It is owned by the Kirk Christiansen family. I believe, what is that, Danish? I'm not very good with names in general, especially coming from a different country. But it surpassed the top competitor, Mattel, which says it's struggling with a slumping global sales and slower demand for Barbie dolls and Fisher-Price toys. And Lego also beat out Hasbro so far this year, reporting revenue that was more than 30% higher than the board game giant, which is amazing. I mean, Hasbro is not a small company. It's got a lot of licensing under its belt. And it's Lego still sold 30% more in profit than or revenue than Hasbro. What's interesting about this Money CNN article is that they even plug the female scientist set that we've talked about multiple times here on the want list about the popularity and how quick it sold out. And then Lego saying, hey, we're not making any more. It still gets a plug in this article about it becoming the largest toy maker, saying popular Lego sets have been snapped up like hotcakes over the past few months, including a highly celebrated new set featuring female scientist. The new toy launched in early August and sold out on Lego's website over the course of a weekend. And then Lego announced they were not going to make any more because, oh, no one understands why. But we've talked about that enough. Or maybe not. They should still be making that. Let's see. The majority of LEGO sales happened in a short time span of a few weeks leading up to the holiday season. It remains to be seen how the line will continue to develop behind the highly anticipated launch of the LEGO Movie on DVD in the second half of 2014. That's already totally on DVD, right? No, it totally is. But I guess we haven't gotten numbers in from that yet. One interesting part of this article continued, it said, LEGO is so popular now that criminals are seeing the profit in heisting over Lego shipments. So this summer, police departments across the United States reported breaking up various Lego theft schemes involving over $300,000 worth in toys. That's crazy. I would think Xboxes, PlayStations, but maybe those are like too noticeable or guarded so heavily that it would be stupid to go after those big items. Why not do the small ones and then just hawk them off on eBay, I guess? I don't know. I've never really been a part of a heist scheme before, even though it sounds kind of fun if there wasn't a whole thing about jail and, like, morality and things. So there you go. Lego is now the biggest toy maker in the world. And let's just keep on that Lego gravy train and jump into our Lego Ideas Project of the Week. I wish there was a cool jingle we could have right there. But it's not, it's just me saying the LEGO Ideas Project of the Week. And I might be a little biased on this one, mainly because the created user is Wolfie99. And the great thing about this user is it also has two O's in its name, just like I do. So a little bit of solidarity in there. And now I didn't just completely pick this project because the person who created it has a name similar like mine and possibly is only 8 years younger than I am based on the use of 99 in their username. Their project is Emmett's 4-in-1 Earth Mover. So again, we're just going to keep going with that Lego movie theme, and Wolfie99 has designed a Emmett vehicle that is a super dirt mover, or they say could also be used to haul your Legos around. This is designed to move large amounts of dirt or bricks to help get the construction project done, including features, which are pretty awesome, from four different real-world vehicles, a front-end loader, a crane, a bucket, and a trailer. It said the crane can rotate 360 degrees and can lift heavy loads to the Earth Mover's low center of gravity. The bucket can be filled with supplies, the trailer can be hitched, just like a trailer normally would. They said the build plays well, the model is sturdy and poseable, and it just kind of looks nice, they say. I agree. This is a very interesting set. It kind of fits in with the crazy ideas that Emmett comes up with in the movies and is just crazy enough to work in the realm of Legos. Now, this is a fairly new set in terms in the idea of what a new project is on LEGO Ideas. It was only created on May 28th of this year, and currently has 94 supporters. But I think it could gain a little bit more, especially due to the popularity of the LEGO Movie, if people just knew about it. And so that is what I'm doing to you right now, letting you know about this project so you can go support it on LEGO Ideas. Now, a good update on a past project that we have highlighted here on the want list, the Wall-E figure. We talked about it, I don't know, a while, long while ago. It was designed by Ideas user Mac Lane, who was actually one of the designers and workers on the Wall-E Pixar film. It actually hit 10,000 supporters and now is an official review by LEGO. This happened just at the end of July, and LEGO gave their official response saying, I know that guy, it's Wall-E, that's it. He reached over 10,000 supporters on LEGO Ideas, thanks to LEGO fans around the world. This model has such a great story, given that you built it while working on the film itself. We can't think of a more apropos builder to reach 10,000 for a Wall-E project than you, Mac Lane. And now they talk about going on the review phase and when the review begins, which is in September. The project qualifies for the second 2014 review, which includes projects that reach 10,000 supporters between early May and early September. Blah, blah, blah. They talk about rules and stuff. So there you go. I would like to think that we here at the Want List played just a very small part in pushing Mac Lane over to 10,000 supporters. So congratulations to that. I hope that this project gets selected in the next LEGO reviews cycle, which these are the things up are currently in review. The Invisible Hand ship, Wall-E, Ghostbusters HQ, the X-Men X-Mansion we've also covered. Oh, the Hubble Space Telescope also made it. Yay! Look up, we did it. We did it. We helped push two things over the top. The Assault on Wayne Manor is also there. The LEGO lightsaber, the UCS all-terrain vehicle, the modular Apple Store, the Back to the Future train, the Big Bang Theory, Doctor Who, the LEGO Bird Project, and another Doctor Who set. So a lot of different things up for grabs in this new review cycle. Oh, wait. No. Just kidding. I was just checking this one, and I thought it wasn't in review, but it totally is. So there you go. A lot of great stuff over on LEGOideas.com you should support. And that is the end of this episode. Head over to MajorBuilders.com to find this podcast posting page and give your thoughts or click on any of the links of the projects and products that we have talked about this week. While you're there, click on the Amazon.com link on the homepage where you can buy anything off your personal want list. It's not going to cost you any extra, but a little bit will come back to Major Spoilers, and we thank you so very much when you use that link. Head over to Major Spoilers YouTube channel where you can find Steven do LEGO builds, and you can watch the past episodes of the Want List video show and a lot of great other content up there all the time. So that's it. We will see you next week on the Want List.